Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Apollo, RIP. All right. Kenny, you want to get a little football in the mix? We'll return to the Tigers in a second. Let's get a little music, please.
All right, guys.
Oh, it's you.
It's me.
All right. Hi. What do you want?
You know what, Mike? Let's still have some fun with week one.
Okay.
How about we do some quarterback rankings based off of their performances for week one?
Daniel Jones, number 63.
It didn't go. The bar didn't go that low.
We didn't arrive there.
I have the top 10 plus the one who just didn't make the cut.
All right, go
and
on.
You could tell me if too high, too low, or you know what? In the end, this guy belonged in there.
I love week one overreaction.
So, yeah, like I said, not saying that this is going to be the greatest quarterback, but just based off of week one performance, we start off with the Green Bay Packers, Jordan Love.
He's dead.
Week one performance. He played all the way until the final second.
He was fine.
Play. So
I didn't have a huge problem. I mean, Jaden Reed apparently is Jerry Rice. Yeah. I don't have a problem with it. It doesn't bum me out because I want the Lions to win the Super Bowl. It only bums me out if we separate that and I go, look, I thought this guy was going to ascend into a top five QB this year. Hard to do when you probably miss the first month of the season.
This is true.
Kenny?
No, I'm right there with you. And by the way, this is a power rank with quarterbacks, so I guarantee you one of our show favorites is going to be on there, Mr. Privilege Rat.
Ugh.
He's in there, isn't he, Rico?
At number 10, Jalen Hurts. Hurts was 20 of 34 for 278 yards and two touchdowns.
He looked great.
Yeah.
He did. I got it wrong. I really wondered if the Eagles would ever look like they did 2 years ago. They looked awesome. And there's nothing I can say. Yeah, great. He's back. Super. Super for all.
At number 9, Gardner Minshew. 25 of 33, 257 yards, one touchdown, one interception. I didn't say for the season. I said for this week, for last week.
Speaking of week, are you aware of what Antonio Pierce did? He made, by analytics, so all Dan Campbell fans are going to like this. From an analytical perspective, he made the weakest, most spineless jellyfish decision in the last 20 years of the NFL. Punting at midfield on fourth and inches down in the second half. That type of call hasn't been seen since Bill Parcells coached the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Antonio Pierce.
Kenny?
Yeah, that's just fine with me.
At number 8, fresh off of his victory over the Colts, Texans quarterback C.J. Stroud, 24-32, 234 yards, two TDs.
Just nothing I can say. It's unbelievable how he walked into the league and just continues on the routine. You never feel like he's a young QB. You never feel like he struggles. It just works. And that wasn't even his A game.
No,
I would term that as a solid C.J. Stroud performance.
Yeah,
solid.
We're going to see a lot more of him on these power ranks.
I can't wait for the game this week. Caleb Williams and C.J. Stroud on the big stage. To just see if Caleb can get up off the mat and be functional. But B, I just genuinely like watching C.J. Stroud.
I like C.J. Stroud. And unfortunately, because of what he did, I think that's where the pressure comes on this year's quarterbacks. You're going to be like him, and this is where I always caution people, like, no, it normally doesn't work that way. CJ was a unicorn. Just like Sauce, as a corner, was a unicorn. Most guys don't start off that good.
Do unicorns stand on the sideline when they're not injured?
No, that's just Mr. Dangerous.
Got it.
At number seven. Now, I don't know if it was because of who he played, but you know what? He had great stats. So I got to give it to Derek Carr.
Oh, God.
He played the Panthers, but three touchdowns in the game.
You can mark this. This will be the only time Derek Carr appears on a top 10 power rank.
I was just about to say, the last guy we're going to see a lot, this guy we will not see.
No, this is a one and done right here. This is a hit and run.
All right. The next guy I have is almost the opposite, the antithesis of what happened to Derek Carr. Because everything got stripped from him, at number six is Matthew Stafford. 34, 49, 317, touchdown and a pick. No O-line. One of your top receivers is gone. And
I'd have him
still
higher.
Took him to
Yeah, I'd have him higher. It was one of the three most impressive, all things considered, performances of the week. Stafford was incredible. Incredible. I'd have him a little higher, but I'm glad he's on the list.
Okay.
Still waiting on Brock Purdy.
Oh, don't worry. That's going to be number one.
I know. That's exactly what I'm worried about.
Rat.
At number five, this is the Mike Valeni special. 26 for 41 for 273 yards, a touchdown. Plus, he rushed for 122 yards. Averaging 7.6 yards a carry. That is Lamar Jackson.
Listen, it's a great regular season QB. The problem is, he's still Lamar. You can't have that rushing total as you head towards age 30. You can't have that rushing total and want your respect as a quarterback. And you can't miss wide open people when there's an opportunity to win the game, which he did the play before the Isaiah Likely play. He was splendid to watch. And it was one of the best performances of the week. But don't ever ask me to love him. Go win something.
Okay. Yeah, really solid regular season quarterback. I mean, he's going to have
fun. He's fun guy.
Right, 100%. He's going to have a ton of these performances, by the way, in the regular season.
Fun guy.
Okay. And number four, for our guest phone screener, Paul Tua Tagovailoa.
You're not putting Tua up here, are
yeah,
you?
Yeah, at number four. 23 of 37, 338 yards and a touchdown.
Problem is he didn't pay off those drives enough. That's all I would tell you. When you only score 20 points, I got a little problem with you. But you're right. He looks great. I think he's going to have a big game tonight. I know Paul's scared. He thinks they're losing to the Bills. I digress.
Yeah, Josh Allen 6-0 on Thursday night, and he's like 10-3 against the Dolphins. I'm a little concerned.
Whatever. Humidity. Things. I don't know. Leave it alone.
Kenny, you ready? At number three.
Here we go.
Really?
Baker Mayfield.
Oh, great. I agree. Now, he played a garbage defense, and these stats are trumped up.
Right.
But he was outstanding. And by the way, he should have had another 50-yard touchdown on there if Jalen McMillan didn't drop it.
Yeah, 24 of 30, 289 yards, four touchdowns, no interceptions.
Yeah. Washington, going to be a rough road on defense this year.
At number two.
Don't.
Patrick Mahomes.
Oh.
91 yards, one touchdown, one interception.
Here's what the Chiefs are now. They're the greatest show on turf, 2024. They have retooled, and they are what the Rams were all those years ago, 25 years ago almost. That's what they are.
Yeah.
Their speed.
Xavier Worthy.
Everywhere. Rashi Rice, the running back core.
How stupid do you have to be the Buffalo Bills to
and trade twice with them and allow them to get both McDuffie and now Worthy?
Right.
I know.
Congratulations.
Well, how stupid you got to be to live in Buffalo? Awful.
Or All-American Tony Ortiz City. On line three.
Please. Place sucks.
And at number one.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
Come
fresh
on.
Fresh off of his win on Monday night.
You lose your credibility.
No. Actually, Paul brought his name up. Josh Allen.
Oh, thank God. All right, good.
Josh Allen, 18 of 23, 232 yards, two touchdowns, and he rushed for 39 yards and scored two touchdowns.
Including a no Sean Marino t-shirt leap.
Yes.
Yeah, 100%. He went Superman mode, and when Allen's at his best, that's what he can do. Now, tonight, he's going to throw a red zone interception. I'm so proud of you. I was so scared you were going to put that rodent on this list.
Rico brought up, I have a QB power rank. I was like, oh, here we go.
Right, right.
But you know what? It was the reverse of the reverse. That's the Jedi mind trick. See, I can do this. No, his stats weren't that. He didn't throw for any touchdowns. So.
Because he sucks.
No.
Great power rank.
So,
thank you.
You're welcome.
97-1.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.